This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's also a week when some big department stores report how much money they're making. Macy's profits are due in the next few minutes. Department stores are figuring out how to blend in-store and online sales in ways that you might not expect. Stan Alcorn has our story.
Daniel Butler of the National Retail Federation says department stores are outperforming the broader retail industry in spite of some seasonal challenges.
In the face of the sequester and despite the fact that we had colder spring weather and an early Easter.
But there's one factor chains can control, the internet. Retail analyst Rick Snyder says the most successful department stores are figuring out how to make online sales help rather than hurt. Take Macy's, which is starting to fill website orders directly from stores rather than warehouses.
That gives them the opportunity to sell something at full price that may have been marked down in their store.
Instead of putting a dress on a sales rack, a Macy's in Cincinnati can send that dress to an online buyer in St. Louis who paid full price.
And whether it's shipped from Cincinnati to St. Louis, as long as it's there the next day, the consumer doesn't care. That's seamless.
By the end of the year, more than half of Macy's stores will also be online distribution centers. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.